On Saturday, Israel launched one of its most violent attacks against Palestinians in the history of the Middle East conflict. The Israeli operation, unleashed in retaliation for ongoing rocket and mortar fire from Gaza, is said to have killed over 300 Palestinians and wounded more than 1,400 others. In view of its upcoming EU presidency, helping to find a solution to the drawn-out Middle East conflict has become one of the Czech Republic's priorities. Daniela Lazarova has more.
As news of the violence spread, the Czech Republic joined the international community in calling for a ceasefire. But at the same time, the Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said Israel was entitled to take action in defense of its settlements. Zuzana Opletalová is the Foreign Ministry's spokeswoman.
According to our minister, Israel has the right to take military action against attacks on locations where its civil citizens live. Hamas does not act like a partner, and no political dialogue is possible until Hamas stops attacks on Israeli settlements. But on the other hand, it is unfortunate that the living conditions in Gaza are very bad, and these conditions need to be changed in such a way that they do not make young people join radical organizations. But political negotiations can be only if ceasefire is renewed.
Will the Czech Republic seek a more active role to help mediate a solution to the conflict when it takes up the EU presidency on January 1st?
The presidency is still in the hands of France. We are monitoring the situation now. Minister Schwarzenberg is in touch with his French and other European colleagues and also with his partners in Israel and Palestine. We cannot say now which concrete steps will be taken. It depends on development of the situation. Our role will be to moderate discussion within the EU and form its common position and actions.
The Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said during a visit to Israel earlier this year that he would welcome a more active role by the European Union in the Middle East peace process. And the Czech government has offered to organise not only an EU-Israeli summit during its EU presidency, but also a summit between the EU and Palestine. Czech MEP for the Communist Party, Miloslav Ransdorf, says that while both sides can offer justification for their actions, Israel and Palestine must be brought to the negotiating table and motivated to cooperate.
Both sides of the conflict have their reasons for their actions. Israel has the right for the guarantee of its security, and also the Palestinian people rights as the citizens of the new Palestinian state.
In that case, is there any chance of reaching a peaceful settlement?
Yes, it is. The building of the spirit of confidence, and it will last maybe many years, but we have to start now in the time of this crisis, imminent crisis, because we can find some common interests uniting both communities. Both sides are suffering, the people in the Gaza Strip and also the Israeli inhabitants neighboring with the Gaza Strip are under the danger, and I hope that Czech presidency could contribute to restoring peace in this area, because we have very close links to both sides of the conflict, to Arab populations and also to State of Israel, because the help of Czechoslovakia was very important in the first Arab-Israeli war in 1948. Czechoslovak deliveries of weapons had vital importance for the self-defense of Israel at this time.
And what kind of action would you foresee, Mr. Ransdorf?
There is an agreement between the European Union and Israel, and in this agreement, now postponed in the European Parliament, it will be discussed in the time of the Czech presidency. There is an obligation for Israel to respect the Copenhagen criteria connected with international standards of human rights. This obligation is the condition number one to sign the treaty, to sign the agreement between the European Union and Israel. And also Palestine is economically dependent on international aid, because the budget of Palestine autonomy is 1.6 billion and only 0.1 is produced by Palestine itself. The rest is covered by international community, 1.5 billion. So we have some motivating factors for both sides.
Czech Communist Party MEP Miloslav Ransdorf, and he was speaking there to Daniela Lazarova. And no doubt we'll have more on that in the weeks to come.